Hi, it's Alyssa Sequoia here. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining me. I've named this the Let It Flow Show. I'll be sharing stories, experiences, thoughts, and ideas, and just whatever flows through in the moment. So please sit back, relax, and enjoy. And now it's time for the Let It Flow Show. Hey, I have a few minutes to myself, and I really miss talking to all of you. So, what's going on? Yo, what's up? I recently finished mixing my song. It's called And I, and it's a version that is very special to me. And it's going to be available soon, and I'm really excited to share it with all of you. So I'm drawing the cover art for it now, and it's been a journey. I started drawing the cover for it. I got a pretty good sketch down, and then realized that the whole sketch and the paper I used is in a rectangle shape, and I needed the cover art in a square shape. So now my project is to figure out how to extend the drawing on the top and the bottom. So I got some tape, and I'm going to tape paper to the top and bottom and do my best to extend it and touch it up. You know, it's everything is a freaking process. Everything is a journey. And my work is to roll with it, flow with it, zoom out. Don't get crazy OCD caught up in minutiae, in the tiny details, and finish things instead of coming to that place where, you know, I'm frozen because is it good enough? It's not done. It needs more of this. It needs more of that. I've lived in that place, and it's not good. It's me preventing me from further creation. So this is part of my work. And, you know, even the song itself, it was a journey. It was a process of many, 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 many mixes. And the guys I was working with were like, are you serious? You want to do another mix? And I'm hearing things, and I'm hearing other people's opinions, and I'm breathing, and my partner's saying, get it how you want it, get it how you want it. But, you know, I appreciate that. But also, as I said, part of my work is to take a breath and know that it's good. It's good enough. It is enough the way it is. I am enough. Part of my work. So what else is new? I wrote a monologue and I performed it at a local jazz club in my town. They were having a monologue slam night, and I signed up and I submitted my monologue and was chosen to be part of the evening and perform it. So I challenged myself. I got out of my comfort zone and I did it. And I loved it. I had a fantastic time performing it. My monologue was called Wedding Day, and it's just kind of exploding a few moments in time of having an awful experience at my wedding. And it just felt great. It was therapeutic. It reminded me of how much I enjoy writing, how much I enjoy performing, and that loving exchange that happens between people on the receiving end and me on the giving end. And it was just so soul nourishing. So reminder, do what makes your soul happy. Figure out what that is and do it. And again, you know, I've been frozen at times and prevented myself from doing things because I get in my way. There's judgment. It's not good enough. How are people going to react? This is just, you know, judgment. And it's all in your head. It's all in my head. And to share what comes through and to create something and share it is just such a fabulous experience. So yeah, that happened. And oh, I won a cash prize. And I was thrilled out of my mind because honestly, I had absolutely no expectations, but that was pretty cool. The host was an actor named David Krumholtz, and I've never met him before, but he was hysterical. The whole night was great. So a couple days ago, I was offered a role to read for a role, and I was like, okay, this is flattering. I'm happy I was asked to read for the role. And they said, if you will read for this role, know that in reading this role, you are committing to possibly taking this part and being available for rehearsals and whatnot. So I thought to myself, just take a minute. Don't respond. Don't say, yes, yes, absolutely. I'll take the role. Whatever it is. Oh my God. Thank you so much. It's like, no, Liz, no. Take a breath. Take a minute. Read the script. See what's up. If it's violent, it's not my thing right now. It's not. I'm not going to be reciting words, energy, actions, you know, support violence in any way, shape, or form. So sure enough, it was a creepy, violent story. And I reported back and said, thank you so much, but this is too dark. And no, I'm going to pass. So yeah, I got to let my soul be my guide. Who said that? Sting? That's right. He's right. The weather's been insane. It's been pouring. There's been insane flooding all around the planet and hurricanes and tornadoes. And I feel like God is just power washing the earth, you know, just trying to clear away all the people that are messing it up. It's like Mother Earth is God's wife and he's had it with people abusing her, right? Damn. I mean, the flooding, the rain, the hail, the tornadoes, it's like back to the ocean we all go. Yep. Gotta go back to that time where we were perhaps all born from the sea. Back to the sea we go. Got new music coming? I'm working on it. Booked a studio. Got a musician that I know. We're going in the studio and my voice is different. And I know I've said that before, but I'm going to work with what I have. And I'm going to leave the old lists behind and enter into this situation with going in the studio, with recording this music, with editing this music and mixing this music. I'm going to bring forth the wisdom. I'm going to bring forth the lessons I've learned and know that it's enough and I'm enough. And it's just about getting these songs out and letting them be free to fly, set them free, as all of us creatives need to do. Get the ideas down, then set them free. Create space for the new. I met a puppy. I'm always in the same situation where I'm in love with the puppy I met. I'd like to get the puppy, but what stops me every single fucking time is the poison ivy and the ticks. Because my last dog, the summers, which are now a lot longer, had the season of where poison ivy is prevalent has extended, and it's fucking everywhere. The poison ivy, it's fucking everywhere I look. Same with poison oak. So, you know, this stops me in my tracks because I used to pull ticks off myself and my dog constantly. So this is just like, so what do? I donate. I give money to rescue organizations, in the meantime, until I decide if I can move forward with it or not move forward with it. I still want to support the people who are helping these angels. Been planting a garden. Got some pollinators, got some catmint, got some flowers called columbine, got tomato plants, the seeds in, planted the heirloom purple Cherokee tomatoes. Those are delicious. I can't eat tomatoes, but they're beautiful and they're delicious. So I'm just going to wind up fucking giving them away. I love to set up a little stand outside my house, but that's just a fantasy. I'm not going to do it. I wind up giving shit away. You know, it's just my nature. But put a lot of plants in down in the soil. The soil's nice, growing, hopefully growing. Who knows? But put broccoli seeds in. I have oregano growing already. So what else? What else am I growing? The tomatoes, the broccoli, and kale, which I also don't eat. So that's going to be growing, a garden of vegetables I don't eat, of things that don't agree with me and make me sick. So got that going on. And right now, I just have been doing yoga. I've been back to my yoga, and it's phenomenal. Because life is yoga. Life is yoga, man. It's just finding yourself in sometimes uncomfortable positions where you need to breathe, find your strength, find your balance, find your breath, and relax your face, relax your jaw, relax all of your muscles, and be in that place. And that practice, that's life. And that's what I bring to the mat, and that's what I derive from it every single time off the mat, is how to stay in those poses, how to breathe, and it hopefully gets easier. It really hopefully gets easier. I'm sending love, and my message to everyone, anyone listening, do what makes your soul happy, okay? Do that. Do it for you. Do it for me. All right. Lots of love. Peace. So that's a wrap for the Let It Flow show. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Alyssa Sequoia, and until next time, take care. For more information about where to find me, go to alyssa360.com. That's alyssa360.com. Much love and peace.